Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I am so excited to be with you today. We are going to talk about growth hacks for your cleaning company. Before I discovered these hacks, I struggled for years and years and years, over a decade, trying to build a company that didn't require me to work all the time, worry about payroll, get held hostage by my employees, all that sort of stuff. And today we're going to talk about exactly how to make sure you avoid that. And once I figured these out, this was the key to my first, second, third, fourth, all that multi-million dollar companies. Can't wait to share them with you. If you are getting massive value from the show, subscribe, rate, review, refer a friend, bring the love so we can keep on putting time and money and effort into putting out amazing content for you guys. All right, let's dive into how you can use some hacks to grow your cleaning company, give you more time and money freedom. Let's do it. So I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me, when you started your cleaning company or early stages in your cleaning company, maybe you wanted to show yourself and your family and, you know, maybe your external family, maybe your in-laws, that you could be successful, right? For me, I remember when I started, I just wanted to show the world I could be successful, right? I was raised by an amazing mom who raised me on a steady stream of, you can't make any money, you can't be successful without a college degree. But then I didn't have any money to go to college, so I had a lot of mess going on. And you guys right now, take a minute and think, is that me? Is that something you can relate with in terms of, man, I've got some, you know, kind of mental things that killed me. So for me, that really held me back, but it also fueled me, right? Because I wanted to prove to my family that I could be successful even without a college degree. And really, if I was being honest with myself, I wanted to prove to myself I could be successful. I remember one of the first and last jobs I ever had, I was 21, 22, and I had a pretty good job actually selling cars with guys that were older, smarter, made more money, all that sort of good stuff. And I remember they kept telling me, you know, these are old guys that have been in the business forever, you know, and they were saying stuff like, oh, you know, I don't have any skills and it sucks. And, you know, being an old car guy is the worst. So they're just kind of complaining about their life. And when I decided to go start my business or buy a business, I told them, and I thought they'd be super excited, like, oh my gosh, you're getting free, you're young, you can still do it. And it was so crazy. They're all like, are you stupid? You're leaving the best job you've ever had. What kind of crazy person would do that? So they all complained about the job that they had. But then when I told them I was going to get a different job or a better job, they told me it was ridiculous, right? So I had a lot of, and I don't know about you guys, if you have things to prove, right? I remember my first service master rep, the guy that was paid to help me grow my business, supposedly, when I told him I wanted to build a $1 million company, laughed at me. And it was just like, that's crazy. And I don't know about you guys. I would love to hear your feedback if that's something that you guys deal with. And I don't know about you. I tried going to the chamber. I tried working harder at the Chamber of Commerce, by the way. Toastmasters, trade shows, advertising, money mailers, right? Every leadership course out there, whatever I thought I needed to do, I could do it. And I just couldn't figure out a way to crack the code without these hacks and stuff I want to share today. Just, it made me crazy to see other people kind of supposedly, it seemed like they just succeeded with ease while I struggled so daggum hard. And the reason I share all this stuff is a lot of you see me, 25 years, 600 and some podcasts into this thing going, yeah, Mike's got it. You know, you might see me the way I perceive those other guys. I want to let you know that wasn't the case, right? It definitely took specific mindsets and systems to be able to get the result that I wanted. And I want to make sure that you guys can feel confident and go, man, I can go faster. I can make this done. I can get this done quicker if I just kind of listen to people that have done it. So I don't want you to think that I've got some sort of magic pill that y'all don't have. And if you just do the things that successful people do, you'll do. So let's dive in and talk about this. So I think the first thing that really got me was I started realizing, probably not early enough, and I want you guys to realize it now, that's why I'm bringing it up, that so much of what the world taught me about building a business was just completely flat out wrong. Everyone on the marketing side, the aforementioned, you know, money mailers or advertising or whatever, they all had their own kind of perspective or thing that they're trying to sell. And they felt like that was what made it work. So instead of giving me the real truth that I want to give you today, they were trying to sell me on their thing. And their thing might have been good, but it was typically the problem was it was a piece of the puzzle, not the answer, right? Like we do Facebook ads and we like them, but Facebook ads aren't, no matter what the guy is selling you courses on how to do Facebook ads aren't the difference between you being successful and unsuccessful, right? They might be a piece of that puzzle, but they're not the whole, they're not the puzzle. And I want to make sure that you guys have the puzzle. You know, everyone on the hiring side, that was another thing. I'd read all these leadership books and all this stuff on how to build a team and culture, and they certainly helped, but they didn't understand that the cleaning business was and is a very different animal from all the other businesses that they were kind of talking about, right? So a lot of the things they talked about just didn't make sense. And eventually it was so bad, I sold my cleaning company. I had a very profitable little cleaning company that I just built with being kind of dumb and not knowing what I was doing and hard work. But because so it was successful on paper, but it was not successful in my life. And I don't know about you guys, I was getting calls at midnight from people. I lost the key, the alarm's going off, someone didn't show up, all that sort of stuff. And I sold what was could have been and would have been an amazing business just because I didn't know the things that I want to share with you right now. So the beautiful thing is once I got out of the cleaning business, and again, I sold it because I didn't really know what I had. It gave me some perspective, and I found things in kind of the rest of the world that Alexis on the chats, our cleaning company is killing it after the clean profit method. So proud of you, Alexis. Once I got out of the cleaning business, it gave me some perspective, and I was able to find things that kind of from other parts of the world that would work in the cleaning business, or more importantly, how to modify the things that I learned outside of the cleaning business, inside of the cleaning business, like all the hiring stuff. It wasn't that it was bad advice or wouldn't work at all. It was that it needed to be modified for the cleaning business, right? And I went from kind of, this is a big shift, by the way, if you're writing stuff down. Someone had mentioned that in the chat, they're trying to write stuff down. I went from trying to get all this free advice from YouTube and salespeople and kind of the world at large. And I love my mother-in-law, but she does this all the time. She'll ask me and my wife, Natalie, and her two brothers and like everybody and anyone for advice, and then just kind of has this cobbled together thing. And any single piece of advice, anyone, any perspective someone might have given might have been right, but all of them together is a mess. And I feel like that's kind of what Google is or YouTube. And we try and go on and we get 30 different perspectives giving us 30 different things. And we just run in circles and it's frustrating because we don't get what we want. So I stopped doing that. And I started relying heavily and investing heavily in mentors that would actually show me what really worked. And I want to distill down to the best of my abilities, if you'll allow me to be your mentor for a minute, the things that I've learned and how they can make your life better. And really it turned into three kind of hacks that were the key to the whole thing. I'm going to call them the three A's of cleaning company awesome. So let's dive in. First, and this is a big one, and I wish I had more time or I could have a conversation with you, because when I just say it, a lot of people fight it, right? They don't think, I don't say they don't think it's going to work, but they don't want to do it. So first is always be hiring, right? Like for all of you old guys like me that watched that movie, was it Boiler Room with Alec Baldwin? ABCs always be closing. I don't know they always need to be closing, but we always want to be hiring, and we do always want to be working on systems to get leads to come to us. So the biggest mistake I say owners of cleaning companies make, and you can let me know if this is you, is they have two hats that they wear, but they don't wear them at the same time. So when they first start, it's all about getting clients. If they're good, they're like hustle, 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 get clients. And they do a bunch of work and it works to get clients. And then they get to the point where their dance card is full. They're cleaning and they're doing everything themselves. And a lot of people stop right there. Or they'll try and hire, but they can't do both. They'll find if they start hiring, they lose focus on getting new clients and clients leave and they can't refill them. Or they hire when they need, right? Like, oh, I need a guy or I need a gal. So I'll hire one person, hope that they're going to be the savior of the whole world here. And then if and when that guy or gal doesn't work out or leaves or they're not a good fit or whatever the case, or they can't handle the 80 hours of work you put on them because they showed up. We start hiring another person. But the problem is we should have started hiring a second person way before. It's a process that takes time. And after going through that two or three times, we just give up, right? We're like, oh, I tried hiring and it didn't work, right? Or our process will just be so broken, right? We'll talk about that in a second. So the first thing is you want to always be hiring and selling, right? As opposed to the kind of natural native feeling, which is when I need somebody, then I'll hire someone. that's, you're already too late, right? You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but like, oh, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated, you should have drank. I don't know if that's true or not, but if you need to hire someone, you're already too late. You should have started a long time ago. So the only way, because the cleaning business is so unpredictable and that people quit in bunches. They don't call, they don't show, they get sick, COVID, you know, all sorts of stuff happens because it's so sporadic. We never know when we're going to need someone. So waiting till we need someone, knowing that if we wait until we need someone, we're 3 weeks late. The only way to be, you know, kind of ready is just to always be hiring, right? So, and I know, trust me, I've talked to you guys. I know that those of you out there are going, but you don't understand. What if I throw an interview and I don't have enough spots? You know, I'm going to get dragged out and hung by my thumbs. It's never happened. Don't worry about it. I don't even know why you didn't hire them. And who knows, by the time you go there, you'll probably need someone anyway. So, again, in the 9 weeks, we unpack all the reasons why and how you need to always be hiring. At this point, just trust me, right? Just so you want to have systems as opposed to running back and forth between, oh my gosh, I got to hire. And then we get some people and then we're like, oh no, I forgot about getting clients. Now I need clients to get, to keep all these people busy. Then we run back to the hiring and, or the getting clients. And then the team kind of fails and we get some clients and like, oh crap, now there's nobody here to, and we just go back and forth. And I've seen people waste decades of their life going back and forth or just giving up on hiring, right? I'll just do it myself, right? So the key is you've got to always be selling and always be hiring, right? Don't let the fear of not offering someone a job or not having a job right today keep you from having to clean the accounts yourself or not get, or not be able to grow, right? It's a big, big deal. So number one, the first A of the three A's of cleaning company awesome is always be hiring and selling. Number two, and this is kind of ties in number one, is automate your hiring and selling. So another reason people don't hire all the time is it's painful, right? The system and process they use isn't good, right? They hate hiring because the system sucks. The beautiful is you can create a scalable system. Usually it sucks because it depends on you. And if it depends on you, it's not scalable, right? So you can't hire. It's 10 times as much work to hire 10 people in a week as to hire one. So if you need 10 people, but you can't do that much work, you're stuck. So you need to make sure you have a system that's scalable. And as opposed to chasing a bunch of craplicants that aren't the right person where you put out it, because one of two things will happen. One, we won't do any advertising. Like, oh, I talked to my friends or my buddies or whatever. We're only trying to hire in our circle, which isn't scalable. And then we get dependent on them because they know that that's all we have, right? The flip side is we can put out an ad, and most of us can put out an ad, but we get 100 people and none of them or very few of them are the right people. So you need to have a system where you put out the right ad, attracting the right people, and that the system and the process sifts and sorts all these people as opposed to you having to do it personally, right? So when you've got a system that's always working, you move from chasing craplicants to having them come to you and you being able to hire this however many people you need in the same time every week, as opposed to if I need 10 people, that's 100 hours a week. If I need one person, it's 10 hours a week, right? And we need it, so they tie in. So we need to always be hiring and selling and always be and automate our hiring and selling, right? So that's happening as opposed to running back and forth where I stop doing this and I start doing that. We automate it. So the systems and processes are always in place. And even if I kind of forget about it, they still move forward. So the key to this is attraction, right? Don't chase, attract. Have it scalable. So you do the same work whether you do, you need 10 people or 100 people, whether it's customers or applicants. Number one is always be hiring and attracting clients. Number two is automate that system, right? So you don't have to do it. If it depends on you, you're stuck. Because if it depends on you to get customers, well then, well, you're getting customers, who's getting employees? If it depends on you to hire and train and keep good employees, when you're doing that, who's getting customers? You need the systems doing it all the time and then you run the system. So the systems do the work, you run the systems. All right. So number one, always be hiring and selling. Number two, automate your hiring and selling. And number three, add value before you ask. That's a big one. Or ask second, add value first. So many of us, and I've been guilty of this for years, and I wish I could get every one of you and talk to you personally and shake you. I'm so guilty of how can I make money? How can I grow my business? We're all about us. The problem is we're all about us, but our customers aren't all about us. They have the same conversation in their mind we're having. How can I get my dreams to come true? How can I move my life forward? How can I do what I want? So when we both come with our desire for, they're saying, how can I make my life better? And we're going, how can I grow my business? You know, I don't know if you've ever been in a conversation with someone where you're just talking about what you want to talk about and they're not really listening, and they're just talking about what they want to talk about and you're not really listening. Everyone's so tied up in their own thing, no one's listening to the other person. Oftentimes, that's what our marketing is, right? We're like, you know, I just did a live event for our Next Level members, and we pulled up a couple of websites that I went through, and they're all, not actually one of them, I think Christine out there had the great website, but most of the people is all about them, right? Like, had their company name, and it had, we've been in business for this, and we are doing this for our clients, and we want this, and we like that, and we don't like this. And then after all that, there's an about us page, and everything's us, right? The problem is they didn't come to your website to check on how you're doing or what's going on in your life. They had a problem they wanted to solve, and they came to your website to see if you can help them, right? So when they go to a bunch of websites, you and your competitors, to try and see if you can help them with their problem, and all of you and your competitors ask, right, before you add value, it doesn't work, right? So you want to add value before you ask. This podcast, I spent 20 or 30 minutes preparing for it. We're going to take 20 or 30 minutes recording it. We're going to pay someone to edit. We do all sorts of work and spend lots and lots of money to give as much value to you guys, Clean Nation, as a option before we ask for any money, right? There's nowhere on our website or any of these podcasts we have. And guess what? At the end of this, I'm going to give an offer to give you more value for no money. So we're going to try and give lots and lots of massive value. And then at the very end, we don't even ask people to buy from us. We just give so much value. Lots of people show up and go, man, would you help me more? And then we can say, sure. And then we explain the programs that we have, even though we're not asking for anything. So we got to move from, how can I add value to my community? And first of all, you got to know who your community is, by the way. At that same event this last week, I asked one of the guys who is target market was, and he really didn't know. And I'm like, well, how can you add value to the people if you don't know who the people are? So you got to be crystal clear on whose lives you're trying to improve. So we got to move out of I clean stuff and I get money, and I clean more stuff, I get more money. We got to move away from that to whose lives am I trying to change, right? And how can I best change their lives? And we're going to focus on that. So we first and foremost have to know whose lives we're going to change. That has nothing to do with cleaning. Second of all, we're like, how can I add value to their lives before I ask them for money? And if you give them enough value before you ask for money, they'll come to you and ask if they can give you money, right? So we're going to turn around, as opposed to asking for crap on our website, on our advertisements, buy this, give me money, sign up, call now for a free estimate. These are all asks. Move that to, how can I give value, right? So when it comes to employees, like we were talking about attracting employees, it means talking about their pay, not about how good your company is, right? One of the first things we do in any of our clients, help them set up their employee attraction system as we overhaul their hiring ad, because it's always about, we're a fast growing company, we offer this, we're the best, we, nobody cares about that. And we transition it to you. Are you the hardest working person you know? Are you someone that values this and loves that? That alone is going to help they give value, right? We talk about them, what they want, is going to get the right people to show up. When it comes to customers, it's really finding out how you can serve them first, as opposed to asking them to do something for you. So just a couple ideas. You could do a lunch and learn. Buy them lunch and try and educate them on anything. Like, what do I educate them on? I don't know. Find out what's important to them. This is a lunch and learn right here, minus the lunch. I guess it's just a learn. And it's just and learn, right? It's a mic and learn. And if you're like, I'm not confident speaking on that, well, then hire a speaker to come in, or hire one of them to promote to the others. But you can give value by just getting them together and listening to their problems and buying them lunch. You can give them a free or discounted clean. It's a great way to give value and show the value, how you can help their life without any risk on their part. You can just reach out and give them a 5-star review. That's a great way of just, hey, I gave you a 5-star review on Yelp and on Facebook and on Google. Is there anywhere else I could give you a 5-star review? Just that is giving value. That guy's going to go, oh my gosh, that was so nice. Is there anything I can do for you? And you go, I don't know if there is, but I'd be happy to come in and look at your situation, see if there's a way I can make your life better, right? You could refer them a customer. You could invite them to be on your podcast. You're like, I don't have a podcast. Start a podcast. That's a great way to give value to your clients. Find out what they want and see if you can help them through a podcast and have them on the podcast. There's lots and lots of ways. We have helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only make much more money, but get so much more time freedom. And here's the important one, guys, gals, love their business again, right? And they love their business because they move from begging and chasing to serving and consulting. So the 3 A's to cleaning company awesome is you always got to be attracting. I should have started with attracting. It's another A. Always be attracting clients and employees. Automate your employee and client attraction system and add value before you ask for anything, right? If you do that, again, not only will these systems and shifts allow you to have more money than ever, you're actually going to feel like you're doing what you're put on this earth to do, right? So many of us as entrepreneurs get caught up and stuck in the day-to-day minutia and just the garbage that's going on because we're not serving, we're not automating that. So these three shifts, these three hacks will help free you from all that sort of stuff. So guys, gals, if this is scratching where you itch and you're like, I need this in my life and I need it more than in a 20-minute thing, the next bit of value that we can offer for you is a absolutely complimentary scale session with our team. We have coaches on staff that are just here to help you get clear on where you're at and where you want to be and what the delta is, and help you put together a plan to do that. And let me tell you, after we give that value, sometimes our programs and processes are absolutely the absolute best things you can do. And we'll tell you that. And sometimes it's not, and we'll tell you that, right? But these are really for owners of cleaning companies or people just starting. It's not really as much where you are in your business. It's your commitment level. If you're committed to scale quickly and have you in charge of your business and your business not in charge of you, and you're committed to systems and processes over just working harder, a scale session could absolutely be for you. Like I said, we'll take a look at where you are on pricing, on your client attraction systems. And if you don't have one, now we know where you're at. Hiring and staffing systems, right? And even if you have a system you don't like that's all relying on you doing it, it's still a system. It's just the wrong system. We'll get you clear, more importantly, on what's working, what's not working, and identify where the opportunities are, right? All that will allow us to get crystal clear on the number one obstacle that's been holding you back. All that will allow us to map out a three-step action plan so you can have more fun, bring more value to the world, help more people, make more money, and do it all a lot more quickly. You'll get to leave the session feeling clear, confident, relaxed, and excited about scaling your cleaning company and maybe fall in love with your cleaning company again. So if that is you and you're like, yes, 1,000 times yes, I need help and I want someone to help me get that clarity, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. There will be a good looking, qualified, amazing human being there ready to serve. This is what we do all day, every day. We've helped tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies through the podcast and hundreds, if not thousands, directly with our services. And we would love to help you get clarity on what you want. So hopefully the three A's have helped you transform. If you're like, I need more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll give you the one-on-one attention that you deserve. And hopefully at some point I'll be able to coach you myself. Appreciate each and every one of you. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.